Derby droop feather. That's all she had. And oh, that one feather made Gertrude so sad. For there was another young bird that she knew. So she flew to her uncle, a doctor named Dake, whose office was high in a tree by the lake. And she cried,
"Uncle Doctor, oh please do you know of some kind of pill that would make my tail grow?"
"Tut, tut," said the doctor, "such talk is absurd. Your tail is just right for your kind of bird. Your tail is just right for your kind of bird." She felt a small twitch. if she'd been tapped down behind by a switch. And Gertrude looked around and she cheered. It was true, it was true.
Two feathers.
Two feathers. Exactly. She got an idea.
Now I know what I'll do. I'll grow one tail. Better, 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 better. Better than the Lily Lou. These pills that grow feathers are working just fine.
So she nibbled another one off of the vine. She felt a new twitch. And then Gertrude yelled,
Miss Lala has only just two. I have three. When Lala the Lou sees this beautiful stuff, she'll fall right down flat, flat on her face. Sure enough, I'll show her who's pretty. I certainly will. Why, I'll make myself even prettier still. Even prettier still.
She snatched at those berries that grew on the vine. She gobbled at 4, 5, 6, 7.
Loop.
8, 9. She didn't stop eating young Gertrude McBuns till she'd eaten 3 dozen. That's all that there was.
Thank you.
Then she spread out her wings to take off from the ground. But with all of those feathers, she weighed 90 pounds. She yanked and she pulled, she yanked and pulled, and she let out a squawk. But that bird couldn't fly, she couldn't fly. She couldn't fly, she couldn't run, she couldn't walk. And all through that night, she was stuck, she was stuck on that hill. And Gertrude McFarz might be stuck up there still. If her good Uncle Dick hadn't heard the girl yell, he rushed to her rescue and brought along her. It took almost 2 weeks. And then it took almost another week more to pull out those feathers.
Ouch!
Gertrude was sore. And finally, when all of the pudding was done, Gertrude behind her again had just one, that one little feather she had as a starter. But now that's enough, because now she
That was Dr. Seuss's Gertrude McFuzz in musical form. Coming up, my friend Oliver has an underwater adventure. But first, here's Under the Sea.
Ariel.